ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So, we have seen 13 mantras in this Tritiyavalli of Prathamodhyayaha. Earlier, we have seen how Upanishad repeatedly emphasized through the chariot analogy, emphasis the importance of living a life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga, so that one can have mastery over one's mind, one can have mastery over one's own sense organs. When the intellect is not overpowered by this mind, then it is possible for one to be in the right track of the pursuit of knowledge, also reach the destination in terms of the knowledge. So one can enjoy the benefit of the anam also. One can take ownership of moksha, being one's own swarupa. Understood all that? And in the 14th mantra, we're going to see again, in order to have that jnanam, one must mentally settle and one must definitely be given to the pursuit of the knowledge. One must be given to this discipline of jnana yoga involving shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Now, in this 14th mantra, we are going to see. So, Upanishad actually presents the fact that one should not take this pursuit of Atma Jnanam as a casual pursuit. One must pay all attention, one must become committed to the pursuit of this Jnanam. Otherwise, it is not at all easy. What is Atma Jnanam or Brahma Jnanam? Atma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. Brahma Jnanam is Atma Jnanam. Knowledge of the truth of the entirety of the cosmos is Brahma Jnanam. And knowledge of the truth of the entirety of the cosmos in terms of Brahma Jnanam is possible only if a person discovers the truth of one's own self. It is always said to be Atma Jnanam. Because the truth of the individual and the truth of the universe being one and the same truth. And the truth has to be discovered as one's own swarupam. Atmajnanam itself is Brahmajnanam. So, being given to the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, in due course of time, a person discovers the truth of the universe obtaining as one's own self. Thereby, if a person can resolve the entirety of the inert material objective universe as mithya, then he can resolving his identity also with the totality. One can take ownership of freedom, which is already there as one's own swarup. This is what is Atmajnanam. But this Atmajnanam, is it very easy to attain? This knowledge of the truth is easy to attain. It is easy to attain if a person has prepared mind. It is very difficult to attain if a person does not have a prepared mind. The prepared mind is the subtle mind, which is capable of grasping the subtler reality. The unprepared mind is still a gross mind, which is not eligible to discover the subtle reality. Then one should not take this pursuit of Atma Jnanam as some simple effort, simple thing. One must really commit oneself to this pursuit of Jnanam. One must make all possible efforts, a total commitment. There is emphasis in this 14th mantra. So let us see here this mantra. Before going to the mantra, let us see what Shankara Bhagavatpada says, how he introduces this mantra. Evam Purusha Atmani Sarvam Pravilapya. So Purusha Atmani, Purushe Atmani. So already Shankara Bhagavatpada says Purushaha is Atma, Atma is Purushaha. So the abstract subtlest reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, is implied by the term Atma, and that Atma alone is said to be Purushaha also is implied by another term Purushaha. Many times I have explained to you already, Kimartham Atma Purusha Ittuchyate. Sarvam Purayati Iti Purushaha. Pure Ushati Iti Purushaha. So the word Atma and Purusha mean the same actually. The two words reveal the same nature of the reality. Sarvam Purayati. So being all pervasive, it fills everything. So filling everything is its nature. Not only because it fills everything, filling every individual also, it obtains as the innermost realities available for recognition as the innermost reality of the individual also. That is why this reality is implied by the term Purushaha. Therefore, he says, and Purushaha is Atma. Even in this manner, in which manner? The manner which has been said before. What was said before? One has to resolve the entirety of the objective universe, including one's own buddhi, which is one's own buddhi, which means objective universe is inclusive of what? Samashti buddhi, samashti manaha, samashti indriyani, samashti pranaha. So the entirety of the objective universe. And the object, entity of the objective universe is inclusive of one's own body, mind and complex also. One's own buddhi also becomes included in that. Therefore, the entity of the material, inert, objective universe should be resolved in this Atma. Atmani, Purushe Atmani, Sarvam Pravilapya. So pravilapanam is a word which you understood when I did many years ago. How open? For some people who were there in that class, Taittiriya Upanishad class, I explained. Pravilapanam is a cognitive resolution. So prakarshena vilapayati. So sarvam pravilapya, having resolved in Atma the Purusha. Having resolved what? Resolved the entity of the objective universe. Objective universe, Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully reduces the new object universe into these three words. Nama, Rupa, Karma, Trayam. The same words he uses in Chandogya Bhashyam also. Nama, Rupa, Karma, Khyam, Jagat. Nama, Rupa, Karma, Trayam. Sarvam, Pravilapya. Sarvam, Pravilapya. Having resolved everything means... Having resolved everything, everything means what? Everything means the entirety of the objective universe. So, entity of the objective universe, obtaining universe which is nothing but the which is constituted of three inseparable factors. Form, name and function. Namarupa karmatrayam. There is a set of three inseparable factors of form, name and function. We cannot separate the form and name. They're inseparably united, as Shanga or Kalidasa says. Okay, inseparably united. And what about the function, the purpose it serves? The function associated with the Namarupa also is inseparable. So Namarupa Karmatrayam Sarvam Pravilapya means Namarupa Karmatrayam stands for the entity of the object universe is nothing but non-substantial forms, names and functions. The whole Jagat can be reduced to these three words: non-substantial forms, names and functions. I'm very conscious of saying this non-substantial because the forms, names and functions do not have substance. There's no substance of its own. The Jagat does not have substance of its own. Just as ocean, the word ocean, the form ocean, the purpose it serves as an ocean, the function associated with the ocean is non-sub has no substance minus water. So water is the substance with reference to the Namarupa Karma called ocean. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of the objective universe, there is no substance other than the Atma. So minus Atma, the universe is nothing but non-substantial forms, names and functions. That's why the objective universe is mentioned here, meant by this expression, Namarupa Karmatrayam Sarvam Pravilapya. So having resolved the entity of the objective material inert universe, which is nothing but constituted of non-substantial forms, names and functions. And what is that Namarupa Karmatrayam, Namarupa Karmatrayam Jagat? You can say Namarupa Karmatrayam Jagat. You can include that word Jagat. What is that? Yet mithya ajnana vijrumbhitam. Mithya ajnana vijrumbhitam. Which is nothing but expanded of, projected through the mithya ajnanam. Mithya ajnanam itself is here maya. Ajnanam here means the maya. Maya vijrumbhitam. Nothing but the expansion of the projection of the maya, which is mithya. Maya itself is mithya. When the karanam itself is mithya, the karyam also must be mithya. Maya, ajnanam here is maya. So maya vijrumbhitam, mithya maya vijrumbhitam, mithya ajnana vijrumbhitam. It is nothing but project, which is projected by, it is maya, mithya maya. And one more, the beautiful words given here, which is in the form of Kriya Karaka Palalakshanam. What is this Jagat? The Jagat is the projection of nothing but the manifestation of the Maya, a projection of the Maya. And it is nothing but is constituted of non-substantial forms, names and functions. Kriya Karaka Palalakshanam, which is characterized by what? Kriya, Kriyaha, Karakani, Phalani, karma phalani. So kriyakaraka phala is one word. We break it. Kriyaha karakani phalani. So kriyakaraka phalalakshanam. This jagat is characterized by what? Only these three factors. All actions and the accessories required for performing actions or rituals and the respective results of those actions. Kriyakaraka Paralakshanam. The Jagat is because of the actions. Actions are possible because of the accessories, availability of the accessories. And because of the actions, the results are also there. And because of results, again, Jagat is here. That's why Kriyakaraka Paralakshanam. Kriyakaraka Paralakshanam. So another description of the Jagat. Jagat ityukte kim namarupa karmatrayam mithya ajnana vijrumbhitam kriyakaraka phalalakshanam. Okay. And this such Jagat, so namarupa karmatrayam mithya ajnana vijrumbhitam kriyakaraka phalalakshanam, that sarvam Jagat spuruṣe atmani pravilapya. See, it is here, resolving the entirety of the objective universe means the entirety of the matter into consciousness, this pure knowledge, is resolving, is not physical, it is cognitive resolution, which means cognitively we have to see the matter being equated to the very abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, it is not subtle. It is not easy thing. So, sarvam namarupa karmatrayam yat mitya ajnana vijrambhitam kriyakarakapala lakshanam sarvam atmani purushe pravilapya katham pravilapanam kuryat. How can one resolve the entity of the object universe in atma? He said, swa atma yathatmya jnanena yathatmya jnanam yatha atma asti tatha jnanam yathatmya jnanam. Seeing, knowing the atma exactly as it is, he is yathatmya jnanam. So, doubt-free, clear vision of the atma. Swa atma yathatmya jnanena, only the resolution of the entity of the object universe is possible only through the clear, doubt-free vision of the Atma obtaining as one's own self. Only in the vehicle of knowledge of the truth, it is possible to see the fact of the Jagat not having independent existence of its own. That's how the Jagat can be resolved. If our Atma, swa Atma, yathatmya jnanena, pravilapya. So, pravilapanam is possible. Pravilapanam of the Jagat, resolution of the Jagat is possible only if a person has. Where can you resolve it? Atma, the Jagat has been resolved only in the Atma. Ocean has been resolved in Jalam only. So, samudrasya pravilapanam jale. Ghatasya pravilapanam mrittikayam. The same way, Jagataha pravilapanam atmani. Atma has been resolved only, the Jagat has been resolved only in the Atma. And the resolution is what? Cognitive. Ocean is water, if we say, you are cognitively resolving the ocean into the water. Thereby, you are saying there is no such thing called ocean at all other than the water. Ocean is water means ocean is equated to water. In this equation, you are negating the ocean as mithya. And you are saying there is no such thing called ocean at all, absolutely. It is as though there, what is there as ocean is nothing but water. What is there is only water. This is the final understanding of resolving the ocean into water, or ocean, seeing the ocean as water. Similarly, resolving the objective universe, namarupa karmatrayam, mithya ajnana vijrambhitam, kriyakaraka pralaksham jagat, resolving this entity of this objective universe into the atma means saying what? Jagat is Brahma. Sarvam jagat Brahma. Aham Brahma asmi. Ahamidam sarvam. I, the atma, am the whole. So aham Brahma asmi means jagat is Brahma. So ahamidam sarvam. That must be the final vision. That is pravilapanam. So this cognitive resolution of the jagat into atma, that is possible only if you know what Atma is. Therefore, it is said, Swatma, Atma Yathatmya Jnanena, only through this clear vision of one's own self being Atma, in the wake of that vision, one can resolve that object universe into one, the Atma. How? It is, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives three examples here. Marichi, Marichudakam. Marichudakam means what? Mirage water. Marichudakam. Then he gives another example, Rajju Sarpaha. The third is Gagana Malinam. So, the pollution, contamination in the space is Gagana Malinam. Rajju Sarpaha, the rope snake. Marichudakam, mirage water. Always we understood this Marichodakam as Mrigatrishnambas. Mrigatrishnambas is the word which you have understood. Mirage water. Here, instead of using the term Mrigatrishnambas, here he uses the term Marichyudakam. Marichi. Because this Udakam is not, Udakam means water. Marichi is the water which is an appearance of the reflection of the rays of sun. In the hot, when there's a hot sun, blazing sun, in summer season, and we can see the reflections of this rays of sun alone, presents that appearance of water and the sand, which is Marichyudakam. But with the deers which run in the forest mistake that Marichyudakam to be real water. Even though we know it is Marichyudakam, it is not real water, still we can see when we are driving under in India, the hot sun, the roadsides, the mirage really appears real, as the real water is there. So Marichyudakam should be resolved in what? It's a false appearance. It's not real. If we know the truth of that Marichyudakam, and you can resolve it in what? Into this sand reflecting the rays of sun. And Rajju Sarpaha. Of course, Rajju Sarpaha. The real snake is not there. But still Rajjuhu, the ignorance of the mirage water, nature of the mirage water, the truth of the mirage water, the cause of the mirage water, makes us mistake the mirage water to be a real water. But it can be resolved as mithya if we know the truth of the mirage water. Similarly, Rajju Sarpaha. The rope, when we not know the rope being the rope, and we mistake the rope for a snake, and there's a false appearance of the snake, which is Rajju Sarpaha. Rajju Sarpa Drishtihi is Rajju Ajnanat. So just as the ignorance of the rope, the truth of the snake, is mistaken, covers the rope, thereby it appears to be snake. So that snake can be resolved in the same rope. If there's no rope at all, appearance of snake is not possible. Even the false appearance also of rope also is possible because of the substratum called rope. So in the wake of the knowledge of the rope being a rope, how the snake can be resolved? Snake can think but rope. You say the mithya snake can be resolved into this real rope. So Gagana Malani means, because Marichyudaka Rajju Sarpa Gagana Malani Iva together. So Gagana Malam. Gagana means space. And Gagana Malam, the contaminations we see in this space. But really, whatever dirt is there in space, the space is never touched, tainted by any dirt. But it appears as though it is, if we know the nature of the space, understand the truth of this, the nature of the space, then you can understand how space is untainted by any dirt. So, Marichyudaka Rajju Sarpa Gagana Malani Iva, just as all these can be resolved in their respective truths. Marichi Rajju Gagana Swarupa Darshanena Eva. How can we resolve Marichyudakam? Marichi Swarupa Darshanena. Only through the clear vision of the nature of the mirage water. Mirage water can be resolved as mithya into it. Similarly, Rajju Sarpa also can be resolved through the clear vision of the Rajju, which is of the rope, this very Swarupam of the snake. Rajju Sarpa, snake rope snake. Gagana Malani Iva. So through the clear vision of the nature of the space, we can resolve the Gaganamalam, the contamination, the spatial contamination being mithya. So marichi udaka rajju sarpa gagana malani iva. How these mithya appearances, false appearances of mirage water, rope snake, and spatial pollution, etc., resolved through the clear vision of the their own respective natures. So also, swastha prashanta atma. Here, this is how through the vision of one's own atma, through the vision of the reality obtaining as one's own swarupam, one can resolve the entirety of the objective universe. Examples are very easy. If you know the nature of the mirage water, you can resolve the mirage water into it as mithya. Oh, mirage water is nothing but reflection of rays of sun obtaining in the sand. If you know, oh, it's nothing but rope. If you know, this rope snake can be resolved into that rope cognitively. You don't drive away the snake, you resolve the snake and the very rope. So also gagana malinam, this all contamination we see in the space, also we can resolve. There's no space is ever pure. Nothing can taint the space. If you understand it, we can resolve it. Similarly here, the entirety of the objective universe, countless number of forms, denoted by countless number of names, associated with the countless number of functions, the purposes they serve, the objective universe, and which is nothing but manifestation of the projection of the mithya maya, and which is characterized by all forms of actions, the accessories required for actions, and the results of actions. The jagat can be resolved into this all-pervasive reality obtaining as one's own truth, very content of I, as mithya. So, having given that example, he says, Swatma, Atma, Yathatmya Jnani. Yathatmya Jnanam is a very clear, doubt-free vision of the self. Thereby, what happens for a person? If a person has that jnanam, and through that jnanam, a person can resolve the objective universe, he is swastaha. Swastaha bhavati. In fact, in Ayurveda, the word swastaha is a beautiful word. Swastaha means healthy, adjective. Swasthyam, noun, health. What is health? You know, being yourself is being healthy. If you are yourself, you are healthy. If you are not yourself, you are unhealthy, you are sick. You are not yourself means what? If you mistake an atma for yourself, then you are not yourself. Paravasha. Swavasha, paravasha. Isn't it? If whenever you mistake yourself for anything other than yourself, you mistake the body mind's complex for yourself, you are paravashaha. You are paradhinaha. Then you are not yourself. You are not at home. Then you are sick. Aswastaha. But if you are just yourself, swastaha, you are healthy. Who is swastaha? Who is healthy? Absolutely healthy is the wise person. Absolute health is possible only if there's jnanam. Swasmin tishtati iti swastaha. Swasmin tishtati iti swastaha means what? One who remains as oneself. Abiding in oneself. Abiding in one's own self means just being oneself. Just being yourself is swastaha. Isn't it? So swastaha bhavati. So in Ayurveda, the swastaha means healthy. But in Vedanta, swastaha means just being yourself is being healthy. Swastaha, you are, if you abiding, if a person becomes the one who abides in one's own self, who remains himself. Swastaha bhavati, prashanta atma bhavati, prashanta atma, prakrishena shantaha atma yasya, prashanta atma. Prashanta atma, the one whose mind is absolutely tranquil, serene. So absolute tranquility, absolute peace is possible only in the wake of the jnanam, only in the rise of the clear vision of one's own self being atma, and thereby seeing the entire jagat being non-separate from oneself. Only in that vision, all the fundamental problems centered on I become resolved. Thereby all the problems triggerable from subconscious be resolved for good, then there can be prashantihi. Absolute peace is possible, prashantihi. Even shanti is not possible otherwise. So prashantihi, prashanta atma bhavati, a person become a person of absolute tranquility, serenity. Why? Because subconscious will be resolved for good. It means all the triggerable emotions will be resolved for good, because no emotion can be triggered anymore. What can be triggered? No external situation can trigger any emotion from subconscious. Because everything will be resolved for good, because the fundamental problem itself will be resolved for good, the right perspective of the self and the world. That is how jnane eva, only in the wake of the jnanam, it is possible for one to have absolute serenity. It is said, prashanta atma bhavati, swastaha bhavati, beautiful words. So, swa atma yathatme jnanena kim bhavati, what happens? Atma yathatme jnanena jnani bhavati, jnani swastaha bhavati. He becomes, first of all, he abides in oneself. Prashanta atma bhavati, he becomes the person of absolute serenity, tranquility. Kritakritya bhavati, beautiful words. So, kritam krityam yena sahkrita krityaha. So, krityam means an action. Krita krityaha literally means an accomplisher of all actions. The person has fulfilled all his duties, all his actions, who finished performing all his activities is called krita krityaha, literally. So here krita krityaha means accomplisher of everything. Because without having fulfilled all his desires, without having performed all his duties also, a person becomes the fulfiller of all his duties and accomplisher of everything, because in the wake of the jnanam, the desires will resolve for good, expectation will resolve for good. Therefore, having the desires resolved is as good as having fulfilled them. The person becomes a person of accomplishment. Krita kritya means absolute achiever. Nothing else needs to be achieved, accomplished anymore by that person. So krita kritya bhavati, he becomes a person of accomplishment. Yataha. Okay, this is the benefit of discovering the Atma. And discovering the fact of Jagat being non-separate from one's own self. Jagat being Mithya. If this Jnanam happens, what happens? Swastha bhavati, prashantatma bhavati, kritakritya bhavati. What else do we need to achieve? Nothing else. Ataha, therefore, because the person becomes swastaha, prashantatma, kritakrityaha, through this clear vision of the Atma, therefore, tad darshanartham, to have, for the purpose of having the clear vision of that absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self, తద్ దర్శనార్థం ఇట్ వాట్ తద్ బ్రహ్మణ ఆత్మత్వేన దర్శనార్థం తద్ బ్రహ్మణ ఆత్మత్వేన దర్శనార్థం ఫార్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ క్లియర్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ రియాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైటీ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మాస్ అబ్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ సో వాట్ షుడ్ వన్ డూ అండ్ మంత్రా సేస్ ఓకే సో ఇన్ దిస్ ప్యూర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ స్మాల్ పారాగ్రాఫ్ శంకర భగవత్పాద ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం ఆత్మజ్ఞానస్య ప్రయోజనం కి ద టూ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ హెస్ సెడ్ హియర్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం ఫస్ట్ హీ సేస్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం దెన్ హీ సేస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం వాట్ ఈజ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ట్రూత్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ వాట్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ద టూ థింగ్స్ హీ మెన్షన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పారాగ్రాఫ్ She says, not simply discovering, oh, aham atma, not simply saying that. There is a second thing other than the atma, then all that is here is the atma. All what is here is only Brahma, only the atma. One must have that clear vision. When you say, what is only Brahma, only atma means what? There is neither I nor this jagat. If at all look at your that truth, you arrive at as your own Swarup, then you should say what? All that is, it is myself. I, the self, am the, I, the Atma, am the whole. Amidam Sarvam. That vision, that is the culmination of understanding of the whole teaching. So, that is the Atma Jnanam. Evam పురుషే ఆత్మని నామరూపకర్మత్రయం యత్ మిథ్యా అజ్ఞాన విజృంభితం క్రియాకారక ఫలలక్షణం సర్వం ప్రవిలాప్య కథం ప్రవిలాప్య స్వాత్మ యాథాత్మ్య జ్ఞానేన ప్రవిలాప్య ఆత్మ ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం వన్ మస్ట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు కాగ్నిటివ్లీ రిజాల్వ్ ది ఎంటైటీ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఎమ్స్ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్స్ The projection of mithya, maya, which is characterized by these actions, results of actions and the accessories, as mithya through the very clear vision of one's own self. Like how we resolve this mithya, the as though appearances of mirage water, rope snake, extra in the respective natures. And a person, what is the benefit then? A person becomes swastha bhavati, prashantatma bhavati, krita kritya bhavati. I found it beautiful to memorize Shankaracharya's commentary itself. They're highly expressive. Isn't English is not enough to express what exactly those words mean. Even though, of course, I explained. Swastha bhavati, krita kritya bhavati, prashantatma bhavati. Therefore, ataha, tad darshanartham, for the purpose of having the very clear, doubt-free vision, the knowledge of the truth of the universe obtaining as one's own self, what one should do, Upanishad says. Okay. Mantra number 14. ఉత్తిష్ఠత ఉత్తిష్ఠత జాగ్రత ప్రాప్యవరా నిబోధత ఉత్తిష్ఠత జాగ్రత ప్రాప్యవరా నిబోధత క్షురస్య ధారా నిశితాదురత్యయా క్షురస్య ధారా నిశితాదురత్యయా దుర్గం పథస్తత్ కవయో వదంతి దుర్గం పథస్తత్ కవయో వదంతి హియర్ ద మంత్ర ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ పథః దుర్గం పథః దుర్గం సి ద వర్డ్ పథస్ సకారాంత నపుంసకలింగ శబ్ద దట్స్ వై దుర్గం The path is very difficult to tread. Which path? This path of Atmajnanam is difficult. So Upanishad does not really frighten us doesn't want to fightness, does not want to ignore, reject this knowledge. Just Upanishad expects us to become more committed. See, Atma Jnanam is not impossible. Atma Jnanam is possible if we are committed to the pursuit of that Jnanam. We can't take it as a casual pursuit. One must become totally committed to the pursuit of this Jnanam. One must understand the fact of Atma Jnanam being the ultimate goal of life. That's why Atma Jnanam in the Puranas, glorified as Bhagavan itself. Atma Jnanam is Bhagavat Sakshatkaraha. Bhagavan is the goal. Atma Jnanam is the goal of life. I'm living this life ultimately for discovering this, the truth. Because discovering the truth itself is what? Discovering freedom, discovering fullness of happiness. So Jnanam and Moksha being identical, Jnanam itself is the ultimate goal. So everything that we do, the whole life itself is ultimately for this Jnanam. So one must see the Jnanam being the absolute end. Attainment of Jnanam is the absolute end, because Jnanam itself is what? Moksha. And once you know this absolute end, Paramaha Purushartha, then commitment also must be to this Jnanam. When a commitment is there, then we will follow everything that we need to do properly to attain this goal. The seriousness is emphasized, the importance is emphasized, is in this mantra. So uttisht, so durgam pataha. Tat kavayaha vadanti. Who said this? Kavayaha, men of vision. Kavihi is seer. The seer of the truth, a wise person, a jnani, is kavihi. Kavayaha vadanti. Men of wisdom, men of vision, they say this. They reveal this fact. What? Durgam pataha. This path of self-knowledge. Now, treading this path of knowledge involves difficulty. Like what? Example was given. Kshurasya dhara nishita. Nishita kshurasya dhara duratyaya. See, kshuraha, when you say kshuraha, is a word, no? Is a razor, is a kshura. And the kshura is a dhara. See, dhara means flow also. Tailasya dhara, when you say the flow of the oil. Is it? That's different. Make sure that dhara, he does not mean the flow. Dhara here is the edge, the sharp edge of the razor. Even when you're shaving, you're a little careless, what happens? Isn't it? So, shurasya dhara, nishita. Nishita shurasya dhara. So, Nishita dhara, sharp, very fine, sharp edge of the razor is what? Kshurasya Nishita dhara. Is it possible to walk on that sharp, fine, sharp edge of the razor? No, it's very difficult. Not simply difficult, it will cause pain, and it will cause pain. It's not practical, it's not possible. Very difficult. Duratyaya. Again, atyayaha. Atyayaha, the word atyaya has so many meanings. Atyeti. Ati is a prefix, eti is the verb, atyeti. Atyayaha. Atyayaha has so many meanings. So many meanings. Atyayaha. But one of the meanings is what? End. Atyayaha. Atyayaha means conclusion. Atyayaha means harm. Atyayaha means wise. Atyayaha means so many different context. We have to see them in the context. So Atyaya means an end. So Shankaracharya himself is going to explain later on. We'll see that here. Duratyaya. Dhara is the Sthilinga Shabda. So Shurasya Nishita Dhara Duratyaya. Shurasya Nishita Dhara Duratyaya. It is very difficult to tread on this, the sharp, fine edge of a razor. Similarly, this path of the pursuit of jnanam also is very difficult. Difficult in the sense, we can simply be there, you will not be able to attain the jnanam unless you really make all possible efforts. Iti kavayaha vadanti, tat pataha durgam iti durgam kavayaha vadanti. How durgam it is, how difficult it is as difficult as, you know, treading on the sharp, fine edge of the razor. Therefore, what you should do? Uttishtata. Uttishtata simply is what? Uttishtata is an imperative plural verb. Second person verb. Uttishtata. May you rise. May you all rise. Get up. So get up means what? The word get up means, come on, get on with your, what you have to be doing. No. The Uttishtata, one word, is emphatic expression to state, stating the importance of living a life of Karma Yoga. Don't take your life for granted. Don't take your time for granted. Don't take anything you do for granted. Be conscious, be thoughtful of what you are doing, how you are doing, where you are doing, when you are doing. Okay, be alert in all situations. Uttishtata means be alert in all situations. Do the needful. So do all your duties consciously in conformity with dharma, thoughtfully. The proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. Having Bhagavan as the only ultimate goal. And the proper attitude to accept everything that comes in life with the sameness of mind as prasada. This much is emphasized, revealed in this one, by this one word, uttishtata. Okay? Uttishtata. So, uttishtata, jagrata. So, may you be awake. Uttishtata, jagrata. May you all arise, may you all be awake. Prapya, varan prapya nibodhata. So live a life of Karma Yoga consciously. Uttishtata, jagrata, be aware. Then what should you do? Varan prapya, jagrata here implies what? See that you are adequately qualified for the attainment of the vision of the truth, attainment of the knowledge of the truth. Once you are prepared, what you should do? Varan prapya nibodhata. So here, varaha, please make note, the word varaha, sometimes you know the word varam, boon also. But here, varaha is, you know, swayam varaha. Then I explained the bride, groom is also called varaha. The choice of a choice, the person chosen, the who is a choice of the girl is a varaha. Choice of the girl's parents becomes her choice also. Then it is varaha. But here, varaha, an exalted person. Varaha, Shankaracharya is going to say, utkrishtaha janaha. So varaha means varaha, varo, varaha. Varaha are exalted men of wisdom. Exalted men of vision. Jnaninaha iti artaha. Varaha. So varan prapya. So when you never ever make any effort independently to discover the truth. Approach the Shastrigna, Sampradaya with Acharyas. Varaha, here are the men of vision who are Sampradayavids. Varan Prapya, having approached the exalted men of wisdom who know the Sampradaya, know the method of unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram, Varan Prapya, then being given to the discipline of Shravanam Mananam, Nibodhata, without any doubt, clearly may you understand the truth. Nibodhata, Nischayena Bodhata, Nibodhata. May you understand the truth. See one sentence. Jagrata, Uttishtata, Jagrata, Varan, Prapya, Nibodhata. So make all possible efforts to live your life consciously, to prepare your antahkaranam. And with the preparedness, approach the right people, Varaha, exalted people, the great people, who have clear vision, who know the method of unfoldment, the traditional teaching methodology. Approach them and may you know the truth from them. Why? Never ever self-enquiry should not be done independently. With the help of the Shastram, the Varaha, the exalted people are those who represent the Shastra, whose words, whose vision is non-different from the vision of the Shastra. They are the people. Why? Because Tat Pataha, that path of self-knowledge is Durgam, very difficult to tread, like the treading the sharp, fine edge of a razor. Duratyaya. The simple verse, simple mantra, but so much is there. Let us see, like this little meaning. Now, let us see the Bhashyam here. Shankaracharya writes beautiful Bhashyam here. Uttishthata, Uttishthata. What does Shankaracharya write? Uttishthata means rise, may you all get up. Means, hey Jantavaha, hey Jantavaha, oh all, O ye living beings, O human beings. Shastra does not, Acharya does not wake up all the animals. Definitely only human beings who are aspiring for moksha. Mumukshavahayava. So, hey jantavaha means, O ye human beings, uttishtata. May you arise, may you get up means what? Anadi avidya prasuptaha. Prakrashena suptaha. Okay, suptaha means those who are asleep. Prasuptaha means what? Prakrashena suptaha. Those who have been continuously asleep are prasuptaha. You never woke up before. You've been asleep, 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 asleep. Prakrashena suptaha, prasuptaha. Every day you are suptaha. Every day every day you fall asleep, you become a suptaha. But continuously remaining asleep for long, prasuptaha. So, O ye human beings, prasuptaha, you who remain asleep, you who are asleep, who remains in sleep of beginningless ignorance. Anadi avidya. You remain in the sleep of beginningless ignorance, sleep of ignorance. You remain in தி பிகினிங்லெஸ் ஸ்லீப் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ், அனாதி அவித்யா சுப்தாஹா. யூ ஹவ் பீன் கண்டினியூஸ்லி இக்னரண்ட், ஹவ் பீன் கண்டினியூஸ்லி அஸ்லீப். ஸோ யூ ரிமைன் இன் தி ஸ்லீப் ஆஃப் பிகினிங்லெஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ். அநாதி அவித்யா பிரசுப்தாக ஜந்தவா, ஹே ஜந்தவா உத்திஷ்டத. கம் ஆன், வே யூ ஹால் வேக் அப். அண்ட் உத்தாய வாட் ஷுட் வி டூ? ஆத்மஜான அபிமுகாக பவத. ஸோ சங்கராச்சாரிய ரைட்ஸ் அட் ஒன் வேர்ட் உத்திஷ்டத, ஹி சேஸ் பவத மே ஆல் பிகம் வாட்? அபிமுகாக. மே ஆல் பிகம் தோஸ் ஹூ ஹவ் turned their faces towards the Atmajnanam. You are keeping your faces away from Atmajnanam. Keeping one's face away from Atmajnanam means what? Not being interested at all in Atmajnanam. We do not even know there's something called Atmajnanam. We do not even know that we are Ajnani, we have Ajnanam. We do not even know that Ajnanam is the cause of this. There's a problem called samsara. We are ignorant of the disease of samsara. We are ignorant of the cause of the disease of samsara. And we are suffering the disease of samsara. Isn't it? So that's why he says, now we keep us away from Atmajnanam. Now, Atmajnana Abhimukaha Bhavata. May you all become those who have turned their faces towards Atmajnanam. Means what? Now, come on. You can't afford to be ignorant anymore. Now, come on. Get up and make all possible efforts to prepare yourself to attain this Jnanam. And you have to attain this Jnanam. No, this, don't waste this life. This life is not meant simply for it. No, eating and drinking and enjoying the time-bound pleasures and going away. No, there's a purpose in this life. The purpose has to be fulfilled, accomplished. So, you may make all possible efforts to attain the Atmajnana. So, Atmajnana Abhimukaha Bhavata. May you all become those who turn their faces towards Atmajnanam. Okay. Now, Jagrata. Jagrata. Now, having explained the meaning of the word Uttishtata, what is the meaning given by Shankaracharya for the word Uttishtata? Anadi avidya prasuttaha he jantavaha Atmajnana abhimukaha bhavata. This is the commentary for the word Uttishtata. Then what next word? Jagrata. What is the meaning of the word Jagrata? He says, Ajnana Nidrayaha Ghora Rupayaha Sarva Anartha Bijabhutayaha Chayam Kruta. Becoming, being awake means what? Chayam Kruta. May you resolve. I can say, may you do the destruction. Kshayam kuruta. May you do the destruction. May you destroy. The kshayaha means destruction. Kuruta means may you do. May you all do the destruction of. Instead of saying destruction, may you resolve. May you all resolve. What now? May do the destruction of, resolution of the sleep of ignorance. Jagrata means may you be awake. But here he says, Ajnana Nidrayaha Kshayam Kuruta. May you all do the resolution of the sleep of ignorance. May resolve the ignorance. May do the resolution of sleep of ignorance. And kidrushi nidra. This ajnana nidra kidrushi. Which sort of ignorance is this? ghora rupa ajnanidra, the sleep of ignorance, which is of the fierce form, frightening form. Why it's frightening from? Because you are asleep in this, because you're in the sleep of ignorance. That is why there is the very phenomenon called fear exists. Having always the fear in the mind itself is what? Very frightening. Having the fear is the fear. Isn't it? The fierce form. This Ajnanidra is of fierce form, highly frightening form. Because fraught with births and deaths. And between the life of births and deaths, fraught with what? You know, paths of opposites. It is highly frightening, ghora rupa. And then, sarva anartha bija bhuta. Sarva anartha bija bhuta. Anartha means misery, sorrow. Grief is anartha here. Anartha means meaningless. But here anartha implies the grief, miseries. Sarva anartha bija bhuta. It is the sleep of ignorance, which is of the highly terrible, frightening, fierce form, is the seed of all forms of misery. Anartha, sarva anartha bija bhuta ajnanidra. Ghora rupa ajnanidra. So, ghora rupa yaha, sarva anartha bija bhuta yaha, ajnanidra yaha kshayam kuruta. So what is the meaning of the word jagrata? Jagrata means actually, uttishtata means wake, get up. Jagrata means be awake, wake up. But here we have to take that word uttishtata as may you arise and be awake means be aware of the fact. Be aware of the fact that there is samsara and there is ajnana which is called samsara. You do not, as you must be aware of the fact that there is disease and there's a cause of the disease and the cause has been resolved to resolve the very disease, to escape from the suffering. Why? Because this is the sarva anartha bija bhuta. This the sleep of ignorance is in the form of the seed of all forms of Swami's words, nonsense. Okay? The meaningless, these sufferings, afflictions. So, kshayam kuruta, may you do the resolution of such, the sleep of ignorance, which is of terrible, frightening, fierce form, and which is in the form of the seed of all forms of human miseries. Understand? This is the meaning of the word jagrata. So you understood uttishtata and jagrata. Now the question comes, how can I resolve the ignorance? Is it? If you know what the rope is, you have resolved the snake in the rope. If you know what the water is, you can resolve the ocean in the water. If you know what the truth of the universe is, you can resolve the whole jagat in this. Jagat means which is inclusive of all these experiences of pairs of opposites. Therefore, resolution of ignorance is possible only if you know what knowledge is. So you mean you need to know the knowledge. You have to have the knowledge of the knowledge. Knowledge of the truth, which is of the nature of knowing. So, katham kshayam kuruta, katham ajnanidraya kshayam katham karaniyam. How should it be done? Katham, again, prapya. So now Shankaracharya writes the commentary on the word prapya. Every word he comments upon, is it? So prapya. Prapya ityukte kim upagamya. Prapya ityukte upagamya. Having gone near. Having approached. Is very important. Shankara Bhagavatpada when he writes the commentary, definitely he does makes shows that how he does show that how important it is to study the shastra with the help of the teacher. Upagamya. Prapya is equal to upagamya. So having gone near, having approached whom? Having approached whom? Varan. Varan is objective plural, you know very well. Akarantaha pullingaha varashabdaha. Tasya shabdasya dvitiyaya bhakto bahuvachane varan iti rupam. You all know that very well. Varan. Varan ityukte kaha arthaha. Prakrishtan acharyan. Varan is the word in the mantra and the commentary bhashyam Bhagavad Pada says prakrishtan acharyan upagamya. Varan prapya means prakrishtan acharyan upagamya. Having approached exalted teachers. Who are the teachers? Swayam acharati anyan acharyate iti acharyah. Acharya is the one who himself lives the shastram and who becomes role model for others. He is acharyah. So anya acharyan prakrishtan acharyan upagamya. Who lives the vision of the shastra. Exalted teachers are the acharyas who live the vision of the shastram and who become role models for others to follow them. Swayam acharanti anyan acharayanti iti acharyah. Okay. Prakrishtan acharyan upagamya. Having approached the men of wisdom, the acharyas, and who are they? Tadvidaha. Tadvidaha prakrishtan acharyan upagamya. You can't approach somebody as acharya. The acharya must be tadvidaha. People who have the knowledge of that truth. Tad veti iti tadvit. Tadvidaha, those acharyas, the objective keham of tadvidaha. Acharyas who have the clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the truth. Tadvidaha. Tadvidaha prakrishtan acharyan upagamya. Having approached the great acharyas, exalted acharyas, who have the clear, doubt-free vision of the truth, tadvidaha, then nibodhata. Nibodhata means what? May you understand. Avagachata. Nibodhata. Shankaracharya says avagachata. You both words, you know, very simple words. Nibodhata avagachata. May you understand. May you understand what? Tadupadishtam. Taihi upadishtam. Tadupadishtam. Tritiya tatpurusha samasa. Tadupadishtam. Taihi upadishtam. So may you understand the truth imparted by those teachers. Tadu upadishtam nibodhat. May understand the truth which is imparted by them. How you understand? Sarvantaram atmanam aham asmi iti nibodhata. Sarvantaram atmanam aham asmi iti nibodhata. So if you understand, we listen to the teaching, understand the truth, sometimes Atma is like, Atma is of this nature, Brahma is of this nature. Sometimes we are listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the reality also. Sometimes it is possible for you to see reality as an object. Something which is of this nature. No, you understand reality as something which is of that nature. But that reality you must see as your own self, as the very content of I, the sarupam of I. So, sarvantaram atma, sarvantaraha. Atma is sarvantaraha. Sarvesh antara. Sarvantaraha means what? The all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self of all the beings is sarvantaraha atma sarvantaram atmanam aham asmi iti nibodhita. May you understand the teaching imparted by them, the truth imparted by them, as what? As that all pervasive reality obtaining as their most self is I, myself, am. I, the self, am that Atma, the self of all, the innermost self of all. Sarvantaram Atmanam Ahamasmi iti Nibodhata. Ahamasmi iti Nibodhata. We understand that all pervasive self as the content of I. Anybody Puja Swami say, you would take the wave and squeeze it, water comes out. We squeeze the I, what comes out of it is pure knowledge. You can't physically squeeze it, but still, that's it. If we squeeze the wave, what comes out is nothing but water. We squeeze the I, what is nothing but the abstract, subtlest, formless reality, the pure knowledge. Shuddha Jnanam. Okay, therefore, Sarvantaram Atmanam Ahamasmi iti Nibodhata. So, Aham Sarvantaratma, Sarvantaratma Aham iti Janiyat. Iti Nibodhata Avagachata. So, truth for you is not an object. When you understand the truth, truth is not an object. Reality is not an object. This abstract, formless, subtlest, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is beginningless, endless, and changeless, attributeless, is not an object. Which arrived in terms of its nature of knowing is the very content of I, the knower. Aham sarvantaraha atma iti nibodhat. Sarvantaram atmanam aham iti nibodhat. May you understand the truth as your surupam. Having approached the teacher and being taught by the teacher, may you discover the truth being yourself. Okay. So what does it mean? Now having commented upon these three words alone, until now Shankara Bhagavatpada has commented upon only these three words. Uttishthata Jagrata Varan Prapya Nibodhata. Anadi avidya pasuptaha he jantavaha atmajnana vimukaha bhavata. Ajnana nidraya gorarupayaha sarvanarthabija bhutayaha ajnana nidrayaha kshayam kuruta. Prakrishtan acharyan tadvidaha acharyan upagamya tadupadishtam Sarvantaramatmanam ahamasmi iti nibodhata. Avagachata. Okay, now, having said that, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Nahi upekshitavyam iti shrutihi anukampaya aha matruvat. Shrutihi aha. Upanishad said this. Why? Uttishtata, jagrata, varan prapi nibodhata. Why does Upanishad say this? Come on, may you not be asleep anymore. Wake up. Wake up. There is a goal for you to be accomplished. The purpose of this life here. Okay? May you can't afford to be gunt anymore. Be aware of the fact. May, you know, prepare your mind for jnanam. Make all efforts to discover the truth. Approach the great teachers. Discover the truth. Why does Upanishad say this? He says, அனுகம்பையா ஸ்ருதிஹி ஆக, வித் கம்பேஷன், வித் கம்பேஷன், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி கம்பேஷன், அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன். அனுகம்பக மீன்ஸ் வாட் ந இஸ் தி கம்ப் தாத்து வித் அனு பிகம்ஸ் கிவ்ஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன். அனுகம்பனம், கம்பனம் மீன்ஸ் ஷேக்கிங். இஃப் யூ ஷேக் இமோஷனலி இட் இஸ் அனுகம்பா, emotional shaking, isn't it? Not physical shaking. So anukampaya, anukampa, anukampanam, anukampa, feminine noun, neuter noun. Anukampanena, anukampaya, aha, shrutihi aha. Shruti here is upan, shruti, vedamata, shruti, matruvatu, like a mother. Any mother has tremendous compassion, immeasurable compassion towards her own child. இது மாத்ருவத்து லைக் அ மதர். உபனிஷத் செட் மாத்ருவத்து அனுகம்பையா ஆக, லைக் அ மதர் அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன் ஷி மீன்ஸ் வெல் ஃபார் ஹர் ஓன் சைல்டு. உபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ சேஸ் ஹியர் ந உபேக்ஷிதவ்யம், திஸ் ஆத்ம ஜானம் ஷுட் நாட் பி இக்னோர்டு அண்ட் ரிஜெக்டட். Atma Gyanam should be pursued. So, na upekshitavyam. Na upekshitavyam, it should not be ignored. Atma Gyanam, the pursuit of self-heart, should not be ignored. It must be pursued, should be pursued. With all possible efforts. Iti, matruvatu, like a mother. மாதா இவ அனுகம்பையா ஸ்ருதிஹி ஆக, அவுட் ஆஃப் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் கம்பேஷன் ஸ்ருதி உபனிஷத் செட். ஓகே, அதிசூக்ஷ்ம புத்தி விஷயத்வாத் ஜேயஸ்ய, அதிசூக்ஷ்ம புத்தி விஷயத்வாத் ஜேயஸ்ய. சி ஜேயம் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் டு பி நோன் இஸ் ஜேயம். What is to be known here? Our own Swarupam. The truth of the very I, the substance of the substantive I, the content of I, the truth of I, which is the only truth of the entirety of the objective universe also. The truth has to be discovered. The truth which has to be discovered has what now? அதிசூக்ஷ்ம புத்தி விஷயத்வாத். The truth has a status of being the subject matter of the knowledge. What is to be known happens to be the சூக்ஷ்ம. அதிசூக்ஷ்ம புத்தி விஷயத்வாத், அதிசூக்ஷ்ம புத்தி விஷயத்வாத். See, every object to be known in the world is, we can say, subtle, subtler, subtlest, gross, grosser, grossest. The grossest objects, gross objects, grosser objects, subtle objects, subtler objects, subtlest objects. But here it is not even an object. What is to be known is the very swarupam of the knower. What is to be known is not something the note to be known. What is to be known happens to be the very swarupam of the knower. Being non-different from the knower, non-separate from the knower, the very truth of the knower. It is subtlest, subtler than the subtlest. Therefore, it has to be, we have to make all possible efforts to prepare our mind to discover the truth. And we can't, because it is involves difficulty, we should not ignore it. So it should not be, self-knowledge should not be ignored. It must be pursued. Self-knowledge must be attained, for which one must make all possible efforts to convert, to change one's gross mind into intellect, into subtle intellect. So, atisokshra buddhi vishyatvat jnayasya. Therefore, Upanishad, like mother, come on, please don't take it for granted. Make all possible efforts. Please make efforts. See, you prepare your mind. Be committed to the pursuit of Jnanam. Discover the truth. Approach the teachers. Discover the truth. Kimiva Soksha Buddhihi Ituchyate. Kimiva. Kim Iva Soksha Buddhihi Iti Uchyate. Kim Iva means, oh, what Upanishad says here, one requires subtle intellect to grasp the subtlest reality. Because reality is not an object here. Reality is the swarupam of the very subject, the knower. Therefore, it is being swarupam of the subject, very knower. It cannot be known through any of the available means of knowledge. Therefore, it can be known to any of the available instruments of knowledge. So it has to be arrived at. So for which the intellect has to become much sharper, subtler, and refined. So discovering the truth is much simpler, but having this sharper, subtler, refined intellect involves difficulty. Therefore, the question is asked, Kimiva Soksha Buddhihi Ituchyate? What is meant by saying having subtle intellect? So, if you say one must be intellectually very sharp to the clear vision of the subtlest reality, means what? So the question is asked, Soksha Buddhihi, Kimiva Soksha Buddhihi Ituchyate? What type of sharp intellect is required, is needed to have the knowledge of the subtlest reality? So Shankaracharya gives it, he explains, Kshurasya dharagram nishita. Kshurasya dharagram. Okay. So what type of sharp, intellectual sharpness one requires? That is, answer is given, we'll see tomorrow. It's all right? We'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.